Hi, it's Amanda from Life MOT. Today I'm talking about change and how we manage it, and I'd like to set the scene with a quote from Thomas Fuller, who said all things are difficult before they were easy. So I think you'll all agree with me when I say that there's been a lot of change recently, and we know that there's more to come. We just don't know what it will be, and more importantly, how it will affect us. We all manage change differently. Some love it, but for most of us, it's an uncomfortable feeling that can range from a mild feeling within us brought on by uncertainty to a full-blown, out-of-control panic attack. But one thing is for sure, change happens. So if we learn to manage it more effectively, the easier and more at ease we will feel when it happens again. So I'd like to take this time to look at the psychology behind change, because I feel that in explaining this process of change, it helps us understand how we process change. Every change we make goes through this change process, from small things like, what am I going to have for lunch today? Or bigger things, shall I move house? So here's the start of the process. We think, we plan, we take action. So you might want to make a note of those words. Think, plan, action. So let's explore them a bit more. I'm going to use an example of something that many of us have had to get used to: online meetings. So using this change process, think, plan, action, the first thing we do is we think about it. So we may have seen a session that we'd like to do, but maybe we haven't done it before. So some of our thinking is around questioning our ability. Can I do it? How would I do it? Some of the thinking is about, am I free? Am I available? Can I fit it in? And some of it can be around the unknowns. Who's going to be there? What do I do? What do I say? What's it going to be like? And all this thinking helps us to answer some of the questions that will put us at ease. And thinking also links us nicely with the next stage, planning. So part of this process is really key to spend So this part of the process is really key to spend time on before we move to that next stage of action. The thinking and planning helps us to process and imagine what it might be like. Sometimes we require help with that thinking and planning, an external resource, I'm going to call it, because our prior knowledge is not enough. External resources could be a friend I'm going to talk to External resources could be a friend I'm going to talk to who's already been on a video call. It might be I'm going to read up on it on the internet. I'm going to rehearse it myself. Something that builds up our knowledge and allows us to make a good plan. And only then are we ready to take action. I'm signing into that call. But we also might need those external resources to help us with that action. So the example might be the friend that we've spoken to who's already done a call sets up a one-to-one video call with us beforehand. So they support you to take the action. So these external resources are really important. They can make the difference between us taking action, making a change, or just thinking about it, not making that change. And once we've made that change through this process, the next stage of thinking, planning, action is to maintain it. But I will talk about that at a later time. What we've all experienced recently is a lot of change where we have been moved into the action part of this process without the thinking and planning on our part. So when this happens, it causes us stress. Someone else has taken the thinking and planning out of our hands, out of our control. So what we then have to try and do is backtrack in order to do our own thinking and planning and gather the information as best we can. But as we know, this information has also been changing. So this is why so many of us have been experiencing anxiety at the moment. But as we start to gather our resources and spend more time on this thinking, the anxiety and the stress will begin to ease. It's also good to notice what the external resources we're looking at. So are they helping us with our thinking and planning, or are they obstructing us in some way? And also, of course, we may be missing out on some of our external resources, our social networks, the people we normally ask, or our support network. So we may have to start to look elsewhere to help our thinking and planning. Change is a process that we all go through. Some quick, some slow, depending on a number of things, but it will move. So I hope that by explaining this thinking, planning, action cycle to you, you can now identify where you are on this and put some thinking and planning into how you move yourself into action when you feel ready. So I'm going to leave you with a quote from Debbie Boone. Dreams are like the seeds of change. Nothing ever grows without a seed, and nothing ever changes without a dream. Thank you.